Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. My mom is giving me the weirdest look. I'm sick, darn it.
I didn't know you were ready to go.
Sorry, this is a show where we fact... No, what is this show? I don't know
where we are. It's a show where we don't fact anything. Check.
This is a show where we talk about things we see or hear on the internet that usually are internet related. We don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with my normal, she isn't normal, but it's normally my co-host, Mom.
Hi.
I have a cold.
She does.
I got a sore throat last Sunday night, Monday-ish, and I was like, I'm just going to ignore it. I said, screw you. I'm going to ignore you. You don't exist. And then it got bad, but I ignored it. And I was like, I know if I sink into this, I'm going to just die. Like, I could take over my whole week. So I was like, I refuse to acknowledge it. And it went away and I felt great. And then last night I worked hard all day outside, and then I sat down on the couch and it drop kicked me and it smashed my head into the curb and it said, you take a nap. And I said, fine. I took a nap and I woke up and it was just like that mucus. The amount of like mucus balls I've coughed up in the past 12 hours is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I woke up early after not sleeping last night and went on a hike with my mom.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. We went on a hike. A little Shih Tzu tried to eat Snoop's face.
And Snoop did so good.
Snoop was just like, Mom.
What are you doing?
Mom, there's a dog. There's a fly near my face. Can you get it, Mom? So that was great. Snoop's a rescue dog, so we're still trying to find out his limitations. And apparently he's fine with little Shih Tzus trying to eat his face. He's on the couch next to me right now. You can't see him in the footage, but today is Snoop's day to be a part of the podcast. And yep. Blaze is just
chilling,
snoozing and losing a home. We're in Santa Barbara today. Mom,
Rachel,
I was gonna say we're gonna start with
words are hard.
Represent.com.
We need to be wearing our shirts.
I know,
except I don't have one yet.
Did you order one?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Oh, gotcha.
No,
get
I will
one.
Order it.
Okay.
I gotta support us.
I looked up a day today. What are the national holidays today? And my mom got mad at me that I missed one. Well,
yes.
I only pick one. And you
and
always...
it wasn't a day. What you said it was isn't. Rachel.
Okay. What is your day, Mom?
National Princess Day.
It's National Princess Day. Is this a Disney Princess Day or just like...
I didn't fact check it. I can
All
look.
Right. Fair enough. No, it's fine. It's just Princess Day.
Everyone be a princess today.
Everyone's a princess. Okay, well, what I looked up was that it was Happy Mickey Mouse Day, and you said I'm wrong.
Because it's Mickey Mouse's birthday.
It's Mickey Mouse's birthday, everybody. How dare I? It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse. You're a lot of years old.
He's older than me.
How old is he? Not that you fact check or research.
I'm looking that up right now.
Oh, look at us. Look at us.
Except I can't type very fast.
As we're recording. Oh, my God.
Oh, well. Continue on, Rachel. We'll get back to this.
All right. Where's Christopher when you need him? He'd know.
November 18.
So, speaking of Mickey Mouse, Disney Plus finally launched this last week, and it was way bigger than they expected it to be. It was about 10 million subscribers, and they were not expecting anything near that. But I've been kind of like ragging on Disney Plus for a while. I don't know if you've been here for those, Moms, but Disney Plus acted like it's going to launch. They talked about it. And I was like, you could bundle and get Hulu and ESPN Plus. And I was like, no one wants this. This is trash. I think I might need to get Disney Plus.
It's free for 7 days.
They have even
Mickey's
Stevens.
Mickey's 90 years old today.
Happy 90th birthday, Mickey Mouse.
Okay, there.
You haven't
I can
aged
continue.
Today. You can pay attention to me. But
yeah, he has aged. If you look at his very first cartoons, and then, yeah.
It looks like he's had some work
not
done.
Aged.
But he
he's
doesn't
had
look
work good.
Okay. Mom, Disney yes. Plus has Even Stevens.
Okay.
Ah!
I remember that. Isn't that with Lizzie McGuire? No, wait.
That's the same like realm of life.
Who was in Even Stevens?
Shia LaBeouf.
Wow. I don't remember. I know the name, but no, I don't remember you watching it.
Shia LaBeouf was like the annoying little brother. And then like he had his Ren Stevens was his perfect older sister, and then he had his older brother who was like a jock. Huh. You don't remember this?
I'll have to watch some again.
You get
not because I have it free for 7 days. It's there. 7 days.
It's on the TV. She's pointing to the TV, everybody.
Trent downloaded a Fire Stick thing and he did all these things.
I'm gonna have to download it for 7 days and just binge watch.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're doing.
Because like once I watch the stuff, I don't need to watch it again.
No.
All right. So there's all for that. Okay, so Twitter society, not like Twitter, the actual like people head of Twitter, but like, you know, people on Twitter, decided to have people tweet out super random useless knowledge.
Of course.
And Twitter did not disappoint. It never does. I'm going to read you about, do you want to read? Oh, this is stay or go. I forgot. We play stay or go here. Do you want to stay and read these?
I want to hear them.
All right. Windsor Man said, there are more yoga instructors in America than there are people who work in the coal industry.
Really?
In America, yeah. There's more yoga instructors than people that work within the coal industry. Not just like coal miners, but like the people that work in the whole industry.
No way. Wow.
I kind of believe it because isn't the coal industry dying?
Probably.
So like, and there's yoga instructors everywhere. Like everyone's a yoga instructor. Everyone just wants an excuse to go to like some... I was about to say Bali, but like I feel like maybe it's not Bali. Where did they learn yoga?
I don't know. YouTube.
YouTube. But I believe that. I fully believe that. Another random piece of information is Mark Bahar said the term shot himself in the foot originally meant you did something bad to yourself to avoid doing something worse.
Oh, they used to do that.
Like you shoot yourself in the foot so you don't have to go to the military.
Yeah. Yes.
But everyone misuses it. So now it just means you did something done.
Done?
That was the cold, not me. You did something dumb.
All right.
I didn't even realize that.
I like finding out where things come from.
Right? Me too. And the last one I saw that I liked was Brooke Brett says, horses can't throw up.
I'm thinking if I've ever seen a horse throw up.
No, I did not fact check this at all.
I have never seen a horse throw up, although I've only been around a horse maybe a dozen times in my life.
Yeah, same. Wait, why would a horse not be able to throw up, though?
I don't know. I'm going to be Google searching tonight.
We're going to fact check after this is
over,
y'all.
I usually do that. And you'll tell me stuff, and I go, and I figure it all out later. Wow, that's good.
See, I'm not here to give you information. I'm here to spark a part of your brain. I'm here to, like, make you a little curious.
I get curious.
I'm not going to teach you anything.
Curious.
God. You're not even sick.
We're a great team.
Yeah, usually one of us is level-headed, me. And she gave me a look of death. Mom, you can't hide behind your microphone. I put it super low today, so she wouldn't hide behind it. And she like
it's there. You always tell me like talk into it, so that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, talk into it, but like not
a turtle. Like, she just called me a turtle. I like turtles.
You're like in your little shell.
I like turtles. All right,
moving on. John Legend was named People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Yes, he was.
Stay or go?
Oh, stay, because I hope you're talking about what his wife did.
Oh, she was posting the funniest stuff on Twitter.
She was amazing.
The second she had tweeted like the night before, I have something really exciting I'm proud of myself for, but I can't tell you guys until tomorrow. And then it happened. And then she was like, I'm so proud of myself. I slept with the sexiest man. Made it about her. And then she was just, she's obviously so proud of him.
Yeah.
But that's her thing, is she just rags on him. She's even tweeted that before. Like, I know my thing is to rag on John, but he did the super sweet thing, blah, blah, blah. But she's just been ragging on him. She's like, all downhill from here. And then he's even ragging on himself. Like, yeah. He's like, I don't know why this is a thing. And then now he posted like, if you had told 1995 John Legend he would have been the sexiest man alive, he wouldn't believe you, and posted a really nerdy picture of himself from 1995. And the sexiest man alive last year, I don't remember who it was. It's a
good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, he probably didn't look good when 1995 either. And then he posted a photo.
Oh, he did.
And he looked good. And now everyone's like, all these like guys are posting photos of their 1995. And like Lin-Manuel Miranda posted one, and he just looked like a total doof. The whole thing is pretty hilarious. Obviously, when something like this gets released, it brings a lot of criticism and hate. So there's obviously some people that are just being buttholes.
Why can't it just go, yay, good for you?
But this, I think this is the funniest Sexiest Man Alive that's happened.
Yeah.
Because him and his wife are just hilarious. And they're very, as down to earth as you can be at their status in life.
Right.
But he's, I feel like he's a little more humble and he's super talented. So I think this is the funniest one that's happened. I mean, he does look great and like, he has a fantastic personality that helps his looks.
Well, that makes a man or woman sexy having a personality. Yeah, that helps. Having a sense of humor. And,
oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I think it's been hilarious and I think it was a very well-named Sexiest Man Alive. Did you know that people have trademarked sexiest?
Yeah.
And like USA Weekly or something tried to do one and they shut them down. People shut them down like, no, this is ours. It's trademarked. I didn't know that was trademarked.
I didn't know either until I heard it.
All right. A puppy was born with an extra tail on his forehead. Stay or go?
I'm curious.
All right.
For real?
Yeah. He took over the internet this week. His name is Narwhal, very fittingly.
Was it a twin?
Probably. I don't know. Yeah. He was abandoned in the cold and someone found him. And they're like, this dog has a tail on his head. And the entire internet wants to know, does it wag? It does not wag.
I was just kind of floppy.
Yeah, it's just
there.
A floppy, tiny little tail. And he's the cutest little puppy. Aww. And he looks like he's got a lovely little personality. But yeah, his name's Narwhal, fittingly. And he's been rescued.
So they're going to keep that tail on his forehead. Good for them.
Yeah, unless it comes up, it becomes a medical issue.
But then his name would not be Narwhal. Come on. You got
to
leave
history
that.
To his name. I think they're going to leave
that tail there.
I don't think they're going to remove
not hurting
it.
Him.
No, there's no reason. All right, stay or go. Okay, boomer is now an epic insult and also being banned in work environments.
Okay, boomer?
Do you not know what this is?
No, so now I have to know. Uh-oh.
Okay, you know how there's baby boomers?
Yeah.
And then there's like millennials.
Yes.
And Gen Z and Gen X and all
okay,
these.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Well, saying okay, boomer is an insult. That's what you say to old people when they're like idiots.
Oh, well, I haven't been called that yet.
Well, you're not an annoying boomer. So, but now it's become this insult, like when old people just start going off on all this just stupid stuff. And you're
back
like,
in my day.
Yeah, well, back in my day. You just go, okay, boomer. And you just move on. And oh man, are their feelings getting hurt?
Oh, I would say, tell me more. It's an era you don't know.
Yeah, yes, I know. You are not one of the stereotypical people that someone would say, okay, boomer to. But they're banning the phrase in the certain work environments. And people are like, oh my God, they call us snowflakes. Mm-hmm. They say that we're too sensitive and all this stuff. But then we say, okay, boomer. And they're like, we need a safe place. So I think it's hilarious.
Everybody needs to just calm down.
Everyone does need to calm down and maybe try and figure out why someone's calling you that. Mm-hmm. Or maybe start a conversation.
Maybe that person had a bad day.
Doesn't mean they get to insult other people.
No, but sometimes people lash out when they've had a bad day.
That's not an excuse.
It's not, but it's not.
It's not an excuse. You got to
be nice
to people.
But you have to put yourself in other people's shoes, too.
I know.
They should apologize.
No, well, I don't know.
Whatever.
Okay, boomer.
So, Rachel, you little snowflake. Is that right? No?
You can't say it like that. You have to say, oh, snowflake. You can't say, you little tiny itty bitty little snowflake. That's not how that works.
Okay.
So Twitter, being filled with millennials and Gen Zers, that's me and younger, decided to discuss quote-unquote boomer advice that did not age well.
Oh, so, let's hear it.
I thought these were going to be a little more intense. Like, I thought these were going to be funnier, but they mainly just had to do with working, because I think that's all boomers talk about is working.
Oh, yeah.
They said one was just go in and ask if they're hiring. And because apparently.
Because it's different. It's different. Today's different than in the day. You went into an employment place and you would say.
Yeah,
you
don't do that anymore.
No, it's
so when you're
hard.
Like apply to all these people are getting annoyed because like they'll apply to all these places online.
You just go in and talk to somebody.
Yeah, you can't. That's not how it works anymore.
No.
Mom.
Person to person is always better.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, snowflake.
Listen.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. You said it right. That's not how it works anymore.
Well, it should.
If you go it, why?
What can you learn from a piece of paper?
Someone's history?
No, you can lie if you've seen them eyeball to eyeball.
You can lie eyeball to eyeball. Mom, I ate a piece of steak today.
No, you didn't. You're a liar.
Yeah, because you know me. Because
I see
but
your
not because my face looked Rachel. The exact same. No.
Person to person's always
better.
You can
lie to someone's face just as easily.
You can't even get in the door with a piece of paper.
It's because it's all online now. So telling someone to go in and just see if they're hiring is actually going to annoy the staff members.
Well, then they need to calm down.
No! No one needs to calm down but you!
I'm not looking for a job right now, so I'm good.
Yeah, so
but if
calm
I did,
down.
I'd go through people, okay. Not okay. Internet.
Listen.
That's how I got all my jobs.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Exactly. That's not how it works anymore. Okay. The same things you did, the things you did back in the day won't work in today's age. So that's
I
what
bet
this
they will.
Whole thing. No. No.
Okay.
Okay. Next. What was the next thing they said?
Be loyal to a company and they'll be loyal to you.
Lies. No,
yes.
They wouldn't. No.
See, that one. That's
not
a,
anymore.
Not anymore. That's exactly.
No,
that's why
that
boomer
one.
Advice doesn't work now.
Some boomer advice doesn't work now.
Okay, listen. I'm saying the ones that people said, and I firmly agree with
the
first one.
I would agree with that one. No, I don't.
Mom, you go try and get a job Wait. Without going online.
All my jobs were not online.
When was the last time you got a job?
Hey, I'm doing a podcast, aren't I? Didn't go for this online.
You did have to be online
person
for this. This is online.
You came to me. Mom, want to do a podcast?
Oh, see? My God.
There we go.
I'm going to make you fill out an application online. Anyway. Yeah. No.
Next.
Companies don't care about loyalty. They
yeah,
want you to be loyal,
no.
But they will not be loyal to you.
There are some that are, but they're far and few between.
Da-ba-ba-da-ba.
You got the finger point as well.
I did. My company will be loyal.
Yeah.
But most won't. This piece of advice says, you should wear a suit and tie to work every day. No.
Not for all jobs, no.
No, this one we ain't wearing no suit and tie.
No.
Not at all. So that is very rare that you actually
very
wear a
rare.
Suit and tie to work. And like people, especially since everything's like, a lot of it's internet and tech, you'd be laughed at if you came in a suit and tie.
I can't remember if Dad went for a job once and he didn't iron his shirt. I can't remember if that was a story I read or if that happened to Dad and he wouldn't take off his jacket because he didn't iron
his shirt,
but he got the job. I have to ask him, but
I love my dad. and then you know what the last thing, this isn't boomer advice, but you know what boomers love that my generation is getting rid of?
What?
Time change.
Thank you.
Because time
Thank
change.
Thank you, boomers. No.
Millennials.
Millennials. Thank you.
You know, time change can really mess you up. And if the time change that just happened has messed you up.
Segue.
My mom loved how that was a smooth segue, y'all. That was a smooth segue. You should try Happy Light. All right. Happy Light is made by Verilux. And Verilux is the leading provider in healthy lighting solutions. And of course, making people happy for over 50 years. Happy Light can most likely help you with your winter blues. We're creatures that need sun, mm-hmm. And in the winter we get less sun, especially since the boomers created this daylight savings change of madness. So let Happy Light be the sunshine in your life. I made up that catchphrase for them. They're allowed to use it. I just thought it was good. It's easy to integrate into your daily routine because it can be placed anywhere in your home or office. Mine is in my office above. I mounted it to the wall above my iMac, and that's where I do my makeup. I mean, every person's need for light varies, but most of the time you can see results within 20 minutes of use per day.
It's true.
So I just turn mine on when I do my makeup. It takes mm-hmm. me 15 to 20 minutes to do my makeup. I turn it on and I like sit at my computer for a bit. I get my light. I get my happy. Do my makeup and I'm on my way. So, and it also turns out that you can see the best results if you do it in the morning.
Oh, I have mine in the kitchen.
Okay.
And it does make a difference. And my plants are even happier, greener, and they bloomed. And
Your
they've never
plants
bloomed.
Bloomed.
Use
it
never
a,
bloomed.
You used it a plant light.
Well, no, it's on my table, so it's
yeah, it's
around.
It's like you got it for yourself.
And then I put the other one in Dad's office.
Oh my goodness!
So he'd be happy while he worked.
We're not claiming this works on plants, but like,
hey,
with
it bloomed.
Some research,
I've
my
had
mom's
that plant for 3
better.
Years and it never bloomed.
Oh, it just needed some happy in its life, Mom.
Bam.
God. So Happy Light can basically just improve your overall well-being. Mm-hmm. We need light in our lives. And Verilux is offering free shipping and 20% off with the promo code allthingsinternet. So just go to Verilux.com now and use the promo code allthingsinternet at checkout, and you can get free shipping and 20% off. I love them. I gave one to Christopher and Jessica. I have one in my house. They're great. They're really great lighting for cameras.
You're also good for crafts. For crafting?
Yeah, they're just good light. It's like a... I film. I need certain warmth and brightness in my lights, and it definitely suits those needs. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you want good pictures, like, you know, people do selfie lighting.
Right.
It's also great for that. Just, you know, it is like a therapy light, but you can also use it for, you know, your vanity every once in a while. All right. So make sure you check out Verilux. I didn't spell it out. I forgot to spell it out. It's Verilux.com. All right. Check it out. Get a happy light. Be happy.
And it's just like the size of an iPad.
It is. It's the size of an iPad.
Really, really great.
It's perfect. All right. Stay or go. YouTube made big changes this week. That's up to you if you want to stay or go.
All right.
You want to hear more about it?
Are we going to get mad? Yeah. You always get mad.
Oh, we're going to get mad. YouTube made a change. It's never going to be positive. When YouTube makes a change, it will never be positive, Mom.
Let's hear it.
All right. They're rolling out a new feature.
Wait.
What?
We should have the happy light in here while we read this.
So we don't get so upset.
Go.
All right. YouTube rolled out a new feature to save themselves from getting sued. All right?
Of course they did.
Oh, so when you post a video from now on, mm-hmm. anybody who posts a video has to declare if it's for kids or not. So when you upload it, it says, is this video for kids? Yes or no? And then I always click no. But if it is for kids, you will have extremely limited, untrackable ads, which means you'll get paid nothing for these ads, basically. These ads are trash. If you get any ads, they're just basically be trash. No money from them. You will have no comment section. When you post, no one will be notified that you post. You will also not have an in card.
Everyone's going to say no. Even if it is directed towards kids,
but
everyone's going to say no.
If you lie and they find out, you get in trouble. Also, if the FTC sues you or tries to sue YouTube that you have a video for kids that's being monetized fully, then you can get sued. I think Jessica said it was something around $40,000 a video.
Wow. Well, none of you guys are directed towards kids.
Yes. It showed a few things.
Kids can watch them.
Yes. They rolled out, this is what it's going to look like, and these are videos that are maybe get targeted. And mine, it was anything with JoJo in it. So if it was just me with her products, it was fine. But if JoJo herself was in it, it got flagged. My nephew's doing my makeup.
Oh, and your mukbang.
Well, no, my mukbang didn't get hit. But then what also got hit was a very Mary-Kate and Ashley annual awkward Christmas song.
Are you kidding?
I went back and I fought them all. I said, no, these aren't for kids. And they said, okay, but if you get sued, it's on you. It's not on us. So, but it's just, they're saying if they're for kids, like basically if you're making content for kids, you're not allowed to be on YouTube. You're allowed to, but you're not going to make any money and you're not going to grow as a channel.
Don't they have a kids channel?
Yes. And you can't make any money from posting on it.
Yeah.
So they're like, but if you want to post these videos, post them on the kids channel. But like, there's no point.
Right.
There's no point in posting them there.
Right.
So the whole thing is just like...
silly.
What? And then also YouTube came out and said that their services have changed and they are now under no obligation to host or serve content. So while they are a majority public platform, it does not mean that they have to post your video or not. Hmm. So if there's a channel that's like towing the line and like they don't, YouTube just doesn't like them, they don't have to post their videos.
Wow.
And I'm against it, but at the same time, I'm for it. Like, that's what I've kind of said. I've always been on the fence with this stuff. Like, it is a public, I am for free speech.
Mm-hmm.
But these are companies that, like, if I owned a company and I didn't like someone, I wouldn't want them on my platform. But at the same time, then a company like YouTube can just pick and choose who they want and like show you. And so I see the pros and benefits to both. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, the whole thing is just like a mess. I think YouTube's just
gotten to be a mess. Well, it got so big.
It got huge. I don't think they were, I mean, they were hoping, but I don't think they were expecting it to be that big. All right. Google Maps will now speak the names of foreign places so you can ask people for directions without shame. I didn't understand what this meant at first.
Me either.
So, I'm not going to lie. I did a little research and fact-checking, okay? thank you for my round of applause. So, basically, if you're in Japan.
Okay.
All right. Someone gives you a piece of paper, says, go to this place. And you type it in. And you're like, you've ended up at the mall, but you don't know exactly where in the mall the place is. And you're like, how do I ask someone for help? You can click on the Google saying, say this word. Because you don't know how to say it. It's in like, where did I say you were? Japan?
Japan.
It's in Japanese. You don't know how to say that word. So if you hit it, it'll say it out loud. And then the person that you're trying to ask for directions can point to
don't
where
they
it's
have something
to
like that?
But
not
they have
map.
Google Translate. Yeah.
Okay, but not
so you
map
don't have
form.
To open another thing and try and type that in. So you could just be like, click it. It says like, you know, wherever the Froyo place is that you're trying to get to, the name of it. And the person can just like point to you. So I think that's really cool.
That is cool.
It's making it easier for people to travel
and
learn and grow. Anything that helps people travel, learn, and grow,
is
I am
good.
For. All right. Stairgo. Colleen is throwing a slumber party as
yes.
part of her annual.
Hear it. Let's go.
I don't know how much info she's given you guys.
Oh, well, maybe we don't say anything.
But Colleen, I watched her vlog, so I'll just basically repeat what she did. Colleen does an annual fundraiser every year for her birthday where she raises money for the fight against childhood cancer. Mm-hmm. She'll find organizations. And usually you have to donate to have a chance to win prizes. She has a bunch of prizes and she gives a bunch of stuff away. And this year she's saying you can donate and that puts you in the running, or you just share out the link mm-hmm. to everyone. You know, she's just trying to get a lot of eyes on it. She's bringing awareness and also money into it.
Right.
And this year she's trying to plan a slumber party where she invites a bunch of people over. So the live stream is like huge and fun, and hopefully people bring more people into their eyes, and just like she's trying to make it as big as possible so she can get, you know, raise as much money as possible.
Right.
She doesn't pocket a dime of this. She loses money.
Yep.
She donates her own, and she puts all of, like, she gives away a bunch of stuff, and she's putting in a lot of money to this party. So just so you know, every single cent made goes to help fight childhood cancer. She also doesn't just give it to places to like research childhood cancer. She finds a bunch of different places. Like one time she donated a bunch of money to places that pay for things that no one thinks about. Like they pay for the parking at mm-hmm. the hospitals. Like Matt had kidney stones 2 weeks ago and we had to pay $6 for parking every time we came and went. Mm-hmm. And we're like, this is stupid. Imagine if your kid was for 3 years every single day at the hospital and you went to visit them every single day. $6 a day adds up. Yep. Like on top of all the stupid American medical bills we have, like that stuff adds up. So she finds companies like that just they help with the little things, or they help pay the mortgage of a house that's about to be foreclosed because their kid
parents are with their child.
Yeah, or like, you know, dying. One parent's working and the other one's with the kid and they went bankrupt because it's so expensive. Yep. So thank you, America. Like,
well, she's doing something positive.
Colleen's doing something really positive, and she's trying. She does this every year, and every year it gets bigger. And this year, she wants to have it to be the most fun and the most rewarding possible. So she's planning a slumber party with her friends and her family to make the live stream and the whole thing a lot of fun. I'm excited about it.
It'll be fun.
JoJo just added a bunch more dream tour dates in the U.S. So go check those out. Dreamtour.com, I think. I don't know where it is. I'm assuming dream.com. Just look up JoJo, see what tickets.
You'll find
Google
it.
You'll find her. Logan Paul and KSI had their second boxing match. Stay or go.
Goodbye. I already know who won.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I know things.
I don't believe you.
The Logan dude did not win.
Correct. KSI won.
See? I know things.
How did you know these? How did you know? All right. Taylor Swift is having more music trouble with Scooter Braun. Stay or go.
Oh, no.
My heart goes out to Taylor. That's the end of it. Trisha, this is old news.
No, I meant for Taylor, not oh, no, I don't want to hear it. When an artist has their hands bound, that's frustrating.
Well, as we've talked in the past, Taylor, when she was 16, signed with a record label company, mm-hmm. Human Things, that basically, she's 16. She didn't know what she was doing.
Right.
They owned all the rights to her songs. They mm-hmm. owned everything she wrote and sang, they owned. She went into it as 16. She didn't know what was going to happen. She didn't know the rules. She didn't know how things worked. She couldn't even drive. She couldn't drink. She couldn't smoke. She was expected to know exactly what she was signing.
She was taught.
So she signed this deal when she was 16. So this record label owns all her music from the early days.
Mm-hmm.
Then the record label sold it to Scooter Braun and some other dude. I don't know his name. And now they own all her music and they're being buttholes with it. And she's trying to buy, she tried to buy it back from them and they're like, no. And then, so now she has the chance, she's allowed to in 2020 re-record her music and those will be hers.
Good.
So the originals will never be hers again. They're not hers. The record label owns them, but anything she re-records is hers.
Okay.
So she is trying to do a live performance for like, I don't know what it is, an AMA, something, in December. And she was going to do a performance.
Oh, it's not 2020 yet.
Yeah. Well.
What happened?
It stopped recording. I have no idea when my camera stopped recording, but it did. Anyway.
So December.
So this December, she was going to perform music. You know, she's performed her old songs. And you have songs you perform. That's what you do as a musician. Even if a record label owns them, you can you sing your songs. Well, they're not letting her. Because it would technically be re-recording live on stage. So she's like, what the butt? Like, what am I supposed to do here? Her hands are tied and the internet split. And people are like, well, legally, they're allowed to do that. So blah, blah, blah. She should have known when she was 16 going through puberty. And everyone's like, okay, even if legally these guys are doing everything legal, that doesn't mean morally or ethically it's right. You know? And so the whole thing, and they said, oh, you know what? We'll let you sing these songs in December as long as you promise to never re-record them and stop talking about us publicly.
No.
She was like, no, not a chance. So she took to Twitter and like blew up at them. And I will say she told her fans to go bug other artists to help her. And I wasn't on board with that statement, but I am on board with like her trying to fight for these songs, because like I've been in that, like, you know what, I'm gonna tell people, like, okay, to put it to a YouTube person, Grace Helbig, when she started YouTube, she signed with a company and they said, okay, we'll make you this YouTube channel and promote you and stuff, but it's all ours. And she was like, okay, then you just do this. And so she every day posted a video for them and she got huge, and she didn't make any money from those videos. She was on salary. And so she was huge. She should have been making millions, and she was making the salary they started when she signed. And then when her contract expired, she goes, okay, I don't want to re-sign with you. Can I have this channel though? Because she built this channel, millions of subscribers. And they said, no, it's ours. And like, while it's theirs, they didn't do anything.
Right.
And like, she built that channel. She filmed, edited, and posted 5 days a week. And she collabed and she did all the work. She was like, can I have the videos? Can I post them on another channel? They're like, no, the videos and the channel is ours.
Wow.
So they just shot themselves in the foot. They didn't. But she had to create a whole new channel and couldn't bring any of those videos over.
Wow.
And now they just have a dead channel that they're not going to do anything with. Yep. There was no reason to not give it to her.
Yeah. They already made their money.
Yeah. And it's like, now they just have a dead channel with videos that no one gonna watch again.
Yeah,
so it's like something like that. Well, like, legally, yeah, it's theirs, but like, come on.
Yeah,
don't be a butthead.
Yeah,
don't be a butthead. All right, last thing we're talking about, it was Trish got married to the cardboard cutout of Brad Pitt. That's who she married, Mom.
Okay,
we never, yeah, that was, that's it.
Okay,
all right, Mom, it's game time. I said, Mom, we need a game today, and she said, I have a list of words.
I didn't know. I figured we could make a game out of it somehow.
All right. So
we're talking about older people.
Boomers.
And older. Okay.
The silent generation. Before boomers, it's called the silent generation.
They weren't silent.
I think in this
they
mess.
They got a whole list of words.
All right. Tell me the words, Mom. Okay, I'll put them into a sentence.
You try putting them in a cell.
Yep.
You're going to be the one doing it because you can use words. Britches.
Oh, your britches. Your pants, right?
Yeah.
Hold on to your britches.
Yep. See, you know these words because I would say some of these.
Yeah.
Because I'm from the olden days.
Yeah, you're a boomer.
Malarkey.
Malarkey. That's a bull. That's a bull of malarkey. That's isn't
a
it like
bowl? A bowl of malarkey?
I was going to say that's baloney, but then I was, oh, wait, I'm trying to say malarkey. Isn't it like baloney?
Yeah.
It's like patooey.
Yeah. You're full of malarkey. Okay. Okay. Cattywampus.
Cattywampus?
I don't know that one. I haven't heard that one.
That sounds like it's like all wompy. Like, cattywampus.
Okay. They have things on here like a whatchamacallit.
Oh, whatchamacallit.
We all know what whatchamacallits are.
The remotes on the whatchamacallit.
And doohickeys.
Oh, you know, you put the doohickey on the other little doohickey and then it starts going.
On the thingamabob.
Oh, yeah. The doohickey on the thingamabob and the whatchamacallit.
Fiddlesticks.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Every word I say, you're going to go, oh, knucklehead. Oh.
This is how I've heard you say it. Oh, fiddlesticks. It means like, oh, patooey. I'm going to use that word too for everything.
See, these are great words. Persnickety.
Oh, you're persnickety about it. Stuck up. Precise.
Okay. Okay.
Like, she's real persnickety about how you arrange the pillows on
kerfuffle.
The couch.
Kerfuffle. I've heard you say that word.
Oh, there is a kerfuffle about. Imagine if these were the type of sentences in a spelling bee.
You know what? They have kerfuffle on here twice.
Boomers.
Someone didn't fact check or
research.
Okay. No. Edit. No.
When spell check?
When you look over things.
Oh my god, review? No.
No, there's a word.
There is a word.
Right? Okay, why is it not this list?
No. I mean, figure out the word.
Proofread.
Yes, that's the one.
There we go. Balderdash.
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 Balderdash. Isn't that like a game?
Oh, you know what it is, but that was a word back in the day.
Oh.
Confuzzled.
Oh, well, I'm confuzzled about what Balderdash means.
Shenanigans. These are fun words.
My cousins and I used to get into some shenanigans at the beach.
That's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Flibberty gibbet. I haven't heard that one before.
A flibberty gibbet?
Flibberty gibbet.
I don't know what a flibberty gibbet means.
Hubbaloo.
What's a hubbaloo?
Hubbaloo? Like a, you know, oh, hubbaloo around that.
See, you're really bad at it too.
Okay. Well, there's just a lot of fun olden day words that are just amazing.
All right. Well, those were our random facts of the day.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
All right. Let's move on to some questions.
Yay.
Oh, yay. I'm glad you're excited for it. Delaney Trent. That was her last name, is Trent.
Oh.
Love that. In the South, a common breakfast item is chocolate gravy and biscuits. Have you ever had it? She doesn't like it, but it's very popular in Tennessee.
Chocolate
gravy with
gravy.
I've never had chocolate gravy with biscuits.
No. I love biscuits.
Can we try it?
Sure, but you can't do gravy. It'd have to be a vegan gravy, huh?
Yeah. You know, I'll just get Colleen to try it.
There you go.
There it is.
You don't do chocolate either.
I don't. Dark chocolate. All right. Kimmy says Photoshop opinions. So what's your opinion on people Photoshopping their pictures? Face tuning is also... Okay, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. When you get a picture and you have a blemish or something or wrinkles or whatever, and you...
Yeah, you smooth it. Yeah. You know, so...
I've never done that.
You haven't?
No.
All right.
It is... It's what you get.
It's what you get. When Facetune first came out, I did do it a lot. And then I got over it. And I don't do it anymore. Every once in a while,
you do whatever you want to do.
My thumbnails, I'll smooth out a thumbnail.
You do whatever you want to do.
My pictures on Instagram aren't Facetuned anymore. I'll mess with the lighting. I'm going to say, like, I understand if you got a pimple, that thing is just taking over the photo. You could smooth that out.
Well, do whatever
I mean, you can do whatever you want. But you can smooth out that pimple. It's fine. Smooth out your pimple, girl. But I feel like we're becoming too ashamed of reality. And I mean, if someone, I'm not going to rag on someone for Facetuning or Photoshopping their photos.
No.
That's fine. But also, but at the same time, you know what? I'm going to play devil's advocate. This, I know why this came up. Tana walked the red carpet and posted her photos of the red carpet. She looked like a different human. It didn't look like Tana. And then everyone went, because it would Getty Images, and Getty Images posts their photos on their website. She photoshopped herself so much that she didn't look like the same person.
Oh.
And to me, I was like, this is, she looks great in both photos. And I was just like, I hate that she feels the need to rearrange her face so much to make it seem like she, like to make herself okay with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that she has to do that. And also, I think that when people do that so extremely, it's giving girls something something to achieve that isn't real.
Right.
Like, they're trying to, like, I want to look that good.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't even look like that. She looks great. She's a beautiful person.
Yeah.
But she doesn't look like that photo because she changed herself so much.
Right.
And I feel like it does, like, there's a lot of Instagram models that don't look anything like their pictures.
Right.
And so these people are growing up being like, I want to look like that, when the person can't even look like that.
Right.
Again, do what you want to your own photos. I'm not going to think you're a bad person. I'm still going to be your friend. Tan and I aren't friends, but like, I still think she's awesome. But like, I don't know. I don't do it. And I think I don't like false realities.
Right.
But I mean, do what you do. But we need to become more okay with reality.
With
who we are. It's like, this is what you get.
This is it.
And it ain't always pretty. But you know.
But it's real.
I mean, I guess the same people can say the same thing about makeup.
Or just Instagram pictures in general.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
No.
Or you can be smiling for a picture and being torn up inside.
Yeah.
You just never know.
You never know. All right. Lily wants to know, what's on your tray today, Mom?
Oh, well, Rachel has her camera lens cap.
That was an accident. Didn't mean to put that there.
Iced tea from the cup Rachel got me. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should have brought the...
Colleen got my mom a really cool
cup. Man, it's so cool.
You can show them next week, Mom.
Okay. And then I have my winner from last week.
Who's the winner?
Oh, I don't have any glasses.
Of the doggy dinner.
Wigger, wig. Well, no.
Wigger, wigger.
Winner, doggy digger. It's Robin at Robin Speck. So you will get those stickers of Blaze and Moose. Nope. Blaze and Snoop.
Sitting on the couch right next to you, Snoop. There he is.
Okay.
All right.
And...
what's your giveaway today, Mom?
My giveaway today is winner seafood dinner.
Why are they always dinners?
I don't know, because they're winners. And it's sea glass that I actually got off the
beach
floor.
Okay,
so
I'll explain
those,
a little more. My mom is obsessed with sea glass and with polishing rocks. I don't know. She has three pretty little sea glasses.
I did not
glasses.
Polish these. The ocean did.
The ocean polished these, okay? She picked them up with her bare hands, or she was wearing latex
and
gloves. I don't know what she does.
No, bare hands. These big chunks are an amazing find.
Woo! You want to win these, you tweet my mom and podcast ATI. You don't need to tag me in it, because she picks the winners, not me.
Yes, I do.
And you tweet, winner.
Seafood dinner.
And you have to be either following the podcast on whatever listening thing platform you use, or subscribe to us on YouTube. And you have a chance to win sea glass.
You can make them into jewelry, or remember that wasn't sea glass. The little picture where they took all... You are making fun of me of polishing rocks.
Yeah.
And I sent you a picture of somebody who arranged their polished rocks in the shape of a dog head. She loves dogs.
It was
pretty cool, right?
Hey, art is art. I like
calling
art.
Calling me a nerd.
I didn't call you a nerd.
Or a boomer.
It's not a boomer thing. Okay. Anyway, last, Danny said, can you talk about the mukbang fiasco? Colleen and I had our biggest scandal together ever. Woo-wee! Exactly what I thought would happened. So... a few weeks ago, I'm going to tell you what happened. A few weeks ago, I, in the group chat with Jessica and Colleen, said, Jessica, can I film a mukbang with Duncan? Colleen hearted that text to Jessica. Jessica said, of course. A few days later, I was like, I'm going to come over and film in the morning. Jessica said, cute. Colleen sees these text messages. And then I filmed it, and I was going to post it, and then the day before I posted, Colleen posted a mukbang with Flynn, and Jessica, being Jessica, texted in the group chat, Colleen, what are you doing? Rachel is posting that tomorrow. And Colleen immediately was like, Rachel, I'm going to call you. She called me, and she's like, I'm so sorry. She said, I kept meaning to have a conversation with you, and I kept thinking I did it.
She did.
Burning
the candle at both ends.
I fully believe her.
Yep.
She said that she, when I texted Jessica that, Colleen in her mind went, oh, I had that same idea. I need to talk to Rachel about it to let her know I'm not copying her.
Right.
And so we can plan like how we're going to do this because we both had this idea.
Right.
Rachel vocalized it in a group chat first, but not that Colleen needs to tell us every video she's doing, you know?
Right.
And the only reason mine was vocalized is because I needed to use one of Jessica's kids. So Colleen was like, when she was filming, she even went, oh, I need to tell them to go check out Rachel's video. Oh, but she hasn't posted it yet. So that it wouldn't make sense. And then, you know, and then she filmed it and she kept being like, oh, I need to make sure Rachel knows I'm posting this. And she just kept forgetting because she's Colleen. It's Colleen. So she posted it and I saw it. I went, duffa. And I went, what is happening? And so she told me what happened. I fully, she's like, I promise I'm not doing damage control. I didn't steal your idea. I definitely should have talked to you. But I kept thinking I did. And you know what? I fully believe her. She's an idiot and I love her. And then I posted mine with Duncan. And exactly what I knew would happen, where I got tweets being like, didn't Colleen just do this? Why are you copying Colleen? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm not. But again, I'm not upset about it. I'm just going to be like, it is what it is. It happens. It is unfortunate. They happen one day from each other.
Yep.
But... I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It wasn't that big a deal. Colleen and I are not in a fight, just so everyone knows. We're fine. Hanging out with her tonight. Been texting her since. We're good. This just happens when families are all on YouTube. You're bound to just, you know, this stuff's bound to come up. But that's it, Mom. That's all we have for today.
I do have sad news.
I don't want it. You can tell it.
Phyllis died.
One of my mom's chickens died, y'all.
The Polish hen with the feathers that go off the top of her head.
Do we know how?
No, not a mark on her. There was, she just was healthy. She, well, clearly not. She looked healthy.
Yeah, maybe she ate a bug that was poisoned or something.
But all the other chickens are fine.
Maybe there was just that one bug and she got it.
I guess so. So Phyllis is no longer with us.
R.I.P. Phyllis, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
All right, guys. That's it for today. Remember to subscribe or follow. Do what you want.
Win your chicken dinner.
Nope. Seafood dinner. Sorry if I was sniffling or coughing throughout this. I don't realize when I do it. I always get yelled at. Matt's always blow your nose.
I didn't hear you sniffle.
All right. I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. Wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.